64, and this, I have a note that this is Moses. So let's see if we believe that. Yeah, okay, that's Joel Moses. And here he is typing at a 2741, which is a IBM Selectric terminal. It's probably interfaced to CTSS. I think this is the days before Multics. It might have been something. I don't think it was Multics. I think this is CTSS. So there he is typing away. And again, this is looks like it's Maxima, I think. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's just typing a list. And the master mill. Okay, yeah, and here's integrate sine x, cosine x. Okay, so this is, that was his thesis, was integral calculus. He did a bunch of stuff on that, and they've done it for years, and had a, you know, it was a big piece of Maxima, was integration. Now, exactly what this is, though, I don't know what era this is. This at a later stage, Maxima did run on Multics, and these 2741 terminals were normally used with CTSS and Multics. Now, I don't know. Well, they did have a Lisp under CTSS, too, but no, I don't think they got too far with it, because there wasn't enough room. We had, I think, a few times, just for a short period, sort of, we had 2741s interfaced to the PDP-10 via something, but normally one would not use this terminal, and it was not a normal thing at all. It's possible that this might have been one of those times, however, where this is actually the PDP-10 that's driving this thing. So I'm not sure about that. It depend upon what era the thing was taken. Okay, but anyway, the CTSS and Maxima folks and Multics folks wound up using these Selectric terminals. Multics had originally been designed for Type 37 teletype, but they turned out to be losers, so they wound up with using that. Okay, so that was 64. Okay, now we go for 65.